This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560. WQAM, take you up until 2 here on the program.
Look at this message.
Is that the pool guy?
Look at this. Just read it.
Hello, Mr. Horde. The service technician is unable to make the appointment today due to a family emergency.
Liar.
We are so sorry for the inconvenience. Can reschedule for tomorrow at the same time, arrival between 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Please let me know if that works for you.
And guess what my reply was?
Kick rocks.
Kick rocks.
No. I can't see your reply.
Reply was, kiss my bleeping bleep. Oh, no. Don't have much of a choice, do I?
It's always something, dude.
It is always something.
Just out of curiosity, when people wonder why I get so pissed off about customer service, this is an example. You can't depend on nobody, but everybody want to get paid. Right? We live in the only world where you can get crappy service and then they ask you if you want a tip.
That is true.
Gratuity, please.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Miami Hurricanes start off practice today.
Goosies.
Yeah.
Goosies.
Juicy.
Goosies.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this question. Who will make the biggest jump? The Dolphins or the Canes?
Jump? Well, the Dolphins, I don't feel like, are going to make a jump.
Well, I would. Here, let me reword that.
By the way, I can I just say?
Oh.
Yeah.
Very unbecoming of the SportsCenter Instagram account to have to tweet out the Georgia Tech game. We get it.
Yeah.
We didn't have to relive it.
Yeah.
I was not happy with that.
No?
I would. Let me see if I can word this a little differently. I'm going to say I have more confidence in the Dolphins because they're building something. But there's been a lot of buzz around the Canes, and the Canes play in an easier conference.
Mm-hmm.
So how is your confidence level in the Canes, keeping in mind half of the guys you don't know how they're going to play?
Here's the thing. You know how I go into these Canes seasons, all right? I don't do the research. As I was reprimanded once by Chris Fowler.
That might have been one of the funniest things ever.
They usually cover, by the way. I hate to tell you that. You know, you probably have done your research.
I did not.
On that.
No, he didn't.
You did not do the research?
I don't do.
Brendan, you didn't do your research? No. They always cover. They always, you know.
No, Chris, I don't do research when it comes to the Canes. I put on the turnover chain and I walk around with swag and I throw up the U and I say that Leroy is a hater. That's what I always do. Stand by that, by the way. I haven't learned much. And now Cam Ward is going to take us to the promised land.
Oh, he's going to take
us to the promised land, dude.
Does that make, like,
he's
usually
got that dog in him.
College football is in a place where with the transfer portal and so many switchings at quarterback, mostly, right? You used to know who's coming up next on your team, right? What young guys were moving into a starting role.
Yeah, it's different
who's
now.
Who's the backup quarterback? Now you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know what you're going to do.
I
would say I'm more unsure for those reasons. Not saying they can't be good. But I think they have a great chance because of the conference they play in.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's not a murderer's row, but I can't hear in good faith. I can't expect anything because I have seen. I'm too scarred. Too many awful losses. So I'm going to try and be a grown up and take this week by week. Now we're gonna smoke the Gators and their jorts by two touchdowns.
Jorts.
That's how I feel. Am I going to be surprised if it blows up in my face? Probably not. Probably not.
And here's the deal. Based on the ACC, I would not be surprised if the Canes made the playoffs. Because.
Well, yeah, it's 12 teams now, too.
Florida State is not going to be who they are. Clemson still doesn't do do they do transfers yet?
No, because we only go with one name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
Right.
And that's how the Clemson Tigers are and will be. They actually
you still think you're gonna get 5-star athletes?
Doesn't FSU they have DJ Uiagalelei? Like if he's their quarterback now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
He's gone all
that would be interesting playing Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost a 10-year vet. He played for how many teams?
I know. I remember he had that one game for Trevor Lawrence where he like, was it Notre Dame?
He threw for like 500 or something.
Killed him. Then he went to Oregon State where the Canes got this running back, Damian Martinez. That's where they got him from the Beavers.
Right.
And by the way, according to Alex Dono today, looking sharp.
Wow.
Damn.
Of course.
Crisp.
There is nobody who
back
falls
at it again
for the practice tweet more than you.
I love a practice tweet. And there's no Dolphins practice today, so now I got to wait.
They're off today?
Yeah, I guess they're off today.
Cool.
They're off today. You know, back tomorrow.
I think it's Wednesday. Oh, no, it's not Tuesday. Can you know what sucked? Spending your whole life only getting Tuesdays off.
Tuesdays suck. It's like the August Tuesdays of the week, sucks. You know?
Well, right. Okay, hold on. No need to just...
You know. Tuesday. You can't do nothing on Tuesday. The only thing you can do on Tuesday is watch Monday Night Football and sleep in.
Everybody enjoy this last day of July before we have this August malaise coming up here, dude.
Football tomorrow, huh? Whoa, Hall of Fame game.
Hey, where's my Serbian team? Yeah, get it on the TV, Frog Boy.
All right. Okay.
I want to see Serbia.
Me too. What are these people?
What is this? This is this is a triathlon we got going on right now?
Oh, that's an Olympic sport, dude.
It's a lot of Olympic sports together. By the way, shout out to Team USA yesterday. We were watching that on the air.
Yeah,
the ladies won the gold.
That's right.
And the men's team won the bronze. Mm.
I know. That's cool. That's the first time since 2008.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The women, they got a standard to uphold.
And wait, let's not. Did you guys watch the end of the women's rugby game?
Oh, yes.
Dude, I got up
to the house.
We got called out because I was like, man. I'm like, we got no shot in this game.
Yeah.
Wrong. Women won the bronze.
That was crazy.
Women won the bronze. She took it like 90.
I think last night we were ahead in all medals, but we only have 3 golds.
Yeah.
We have 3 golds. I think Japan has 6. That was as of last night. I don't know where we're at right now.
I think as of now, Japan's up to 7, and we're up there in total, but none of gold.
We'll run by everybody as soon as we get to the track.
Mm. All right. Where's my Serbian game?
Oh, sorry. You don't like the triathlon?
Nah, not really.
How many of the
triathlon?
You know what our triathlon would be? Wings, sliders, and dogs.
Oh, dude. I guess I'm going to have to log into Peacock to watch the Serbian game, Marcos.
Hey, that's because what it looks like. I could see it now. Like, I might be able to get you. I probably could get you 20. I could get you 20 miles on the bike, not 100, right? But then I wouldn't be able to run because my back would be jacked up. And I could probably swim. I'd give you a couple of laps.
You feel good about your swimming? Do you need to have those webbed fingers like Marcos?
No.
Oh, it helps.
I can swim.
I don't sleep on it.
Oh. I don't want last night's Marlins game on. Fix it, Frog Boy!
Not too many options.
You sure it's not a Marlins Happy Nooner?
No, it's not. No. They lost last night. No. I mean, they barely had players, so you can give them a break.
You'd see Dan Vlad in the audience if it was a Nooner.
Do you think that the Rays, when they go to Tropicana, you think, hey guys, here comes Peter. He's trying to be us.
It's Pete.
Wait, remember when they had the coach and they did the bullpen first and then close with the starter?
Oh yeah. Hey, Pete, what'd you do? You sold off all your team again? You thought that was gonna work for you guys?
Be cool, here he comes.
hey Pete.
This guy
Josh Chisholm, idiot.
He's doing it again.
Hey, you ever run into somebody who you guys wasn't really friends, but you didn't see him in a while, and then they come up to you and act like y'all been
buddies. You be cool?
Oh,
who'd that happen with?
No, I ain't gonna say no name.
Can you put it in the chat?
Yeah.
Y'all wouldn't know
him. Oh, okay.
I bet if his body
was... It was like a weird thing, because dude, like, and then my other buddy said, huh, y'all friends?
Here we go. Ah, perfect. I found Serbia, Puerto Rico. No thanks to you, Frog Boy.
I'm sorry. Did you?
I gotta watch my Serbians.
Oh,
you can put it on.
Although this one is a little bit because I believe is Carlos Arroyo. Is he the coach. Of Puerto Rico?
Yes, yes, he is.
All right, now I got a heat lifer. I got a
problem. This is rough. This is rough here.
What are you doing, dude?
Oh man,
gotta find out the.
And then Luol Deng runs. This is an entire heat group. If we're being honest,
rough, yeah.
Luol Deng's bankrolling South Sudan. Wow. That's so cool.
That is indeed.
That's so cool.
He was getting a lot of money in the league towards the end of his career for not a lot.
Well, I mean, no. He's probably still getting paid by the Lakers.
Dude, Lakers deal, because remember, he wanted to stay with the Heat. And they're like, dude, they're offering.
They told him, go take that money. Dude, go get that money.
Get that money on, dude.
Yeah.
What did he get? What was his Lakers contract? What was the last one, Marcos? Was
like
it 4 years, 70?
Or something like that?
4 years, $72 million.
Pat said, hey, player.
Wow.
Go get yours. And wow. He didn't play 72 minutes.
No way. No. So he signed that contract in 2016, and they finally finished paying it to him 2022.
Oh, so they must have amnestied him. Yeah. They must have stretched that out. Wow.
So he was getting, he's saying, hey guys, don't worry. The Lakers are banking us.
Do you guys remember when Pat Riley, in his super pettiness, like at his peak petty, I love that man, when he was peak petty, when they signed Luol Deng after LeBron left,
yeah,
he said one of the greatest free agent signings in Heat history, because technically LeBron was a sign and trade. I love you, Pat. The best.
So good.
The best. Take a break. More shenanigans on the other side.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with U560 WQAM. Hour 2 rolls on here. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy, can I get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm?
Sure can.
YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultations 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Looking outside, you know what I don't see?
The pool guy.
The pool guy. That's absolutely correct. It looks like it's pretty cloudy. Breeze has got to be 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for directions coming out of the east, southeast. Clouds are moving pretty good. So, same as usual. This weekend we might have some weather coming in off the east coast. So everybody be careful about that. Look for the evening shower. And it's about 89 degrees.
How do you do, Marcos?
Currently, we are under a heat advisory still. 93 Whoops. Degrees.
Yeesh.
93.
Yeah. It says, mix of clouds and sun, a stray shower or thunderstorms is possible. Winds 12 miles per hour out of the east, southeast. You guys want to update on that possible system that we should be watching at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
There is a 60% chance of the system developing, according to the National Hurricane Center. What can Florida expect? over the next couple of days. A tropical wave or so could develop to a tropical depression by later this week.
Wow. All right. Well, good luck, everybody.
Good luck.
Right now, my Serbians are up on Puerto Rico, but we have yet to get the our Serbian Terminator in, as Nikola Jovic is once again coming off the bench. Nikola Jokic, though, he remains very good.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
He remains very good, and he is off to a hot start here against Jose Alvarado, Grand Theft Auto, and Team Puerto Rico.
Ah.
So... let's,
Puerto Rico.
They're in a timeout right now, but Serbia's up 14-6 in the early goings here for their group play.
They did the
game.
Same thing to the U.S.
That's true. Mm. That's true. They're good, but they don't have Kevin Durant on Team Puerto Rico.
Very true.
Hey, can we hear a little bit from Mike McDaniel, Teron Armstead? He's working his way back.
Working
his way back. He was out there yesterday. He was in gear. He's not doing team drills, but he was doing stuff. Here's Mike McDaniel on Teron Armstead's maintenance program.
With guys like that, that have been so successful on this level and that have so much regard and respect from their teammates, you know, you can work in walkthroughs in the PM and then assess the next day of how much you want to go. So I every day just get excited to come to practice, and some days you'll be able to, if you're wearing your Armstead jersey, he'll be out there playing and sweaty, and then he'll come and sign it. And some days he'll be working on the side, and all of that stuff is. I'll let you know if there's any setbacks from it, but this is all planned.
There you go. Do you think anybody has an Armstead jersey? Like anybody go offensive lineman?
I was thinking that's the same thing.
That is interesting.
Do you think anybody goes that route? Any of the big boys out there, they want to go with a 70, a number in the 70s?
Nobody does that. You wear defensive lineman numbers anyway, the guys who get the sacks.
Right, yeah.
Nobody goes out there in the offensive lineman jersey.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. I don't think that. I'm sure some guys got some Jake Long jerseys. I think I've seen those perusing around. I saw a guy at training camp. He still had a Henny jersey. I was like, update it.
Time to give it up. If you would like to purchase a Teron Armstead jersey, they're currently on sale, NFLShop.com, $97.
Well, yeah, it's going to cost the same as all jerseys.
Yeah, not bad, though. The white jerseys, though, that's where they get you.
The white jerseys?
Yeah, because a normal aqua is $130.
Mm-hmm.
The white, $170.
I wonder why that is.
The aqua's cheaper?
Yes, indeed. You can even
supply
get
and demand. More people want the white one than the aqua one. Yeah. I would get the aqua.
It happens all the time, though. It happens or even with like the Marlins, or it happens with like anyone. The white jerseys are usually more expensive for some reason.
Yeah, Bogdanovich just hit a three.
Oh,
he's good.
Yeah, which one?
Bogdan.
Bogdan. Yes, of course.
I believe. I don't know if is Bojan Serbian. I'm not sure.
Oh, they're not related.
No.
What?
What? Wow.
Bogdan.
That's kind of
he's
a name.
Croatian.
Isn't it weird? Same name, two different countries.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. As a person with a basic last name, I cannot comment on the situation.
Speaking of Teron Armstead, yesterday the Miami Dolphins, they had a short yardage drills. Leroy, they went live.
Ooh.
Got after.
Yeah, that's. You got to go live.
And this was Teron Armstead on that process yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of those are, especially like with short yardage competition today, is much less about the technique, honestly. It's just about competing. I want to whoop his Let's get the first down. Let's talk after. That's really it. We worry about the steps and all that later, but the defense jumping off sides, we jumping the snap. You know what I mean? It's just competition. But that's what you want to see. Who's able to rise up to that competition to win that period? That's what you want to see. It's not a technique drill. It's not a make sure you get the step down. No, let's go whoop his.
Oh, I like that. That's Goosey's.
And he ain't lying. Because I'm going to tell you like this. You see all them bodies within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and they ain't worried about nothing but the run. They ain't got to worry about reading keys. They ain't got to worry about nothing. I used to have a rule. take care of the three inside guys. I got everybody else.
Oh, really? That was your rule?
Yeah.
I like that. That's Goosey's.
If you get push up the middle, we can get a first. I'll find a crack.
You're looking for the crack, or are you looking for a leap? Were you a leaper?
I would jump and twist.
Ooh.
Like, so,
wow. You know, the Simone linebackers. Biles.
Simone Biles action, dude.
No, no, because here's the deal. The linebackers would jump over the pile, right? So if I could jump and then turn, they don't get good contact, and I go forward. That's all you're trying to do. You're just trying to get forward.
You were very bendy.
Yeah.
Very bendy.
Mm-hmm. Did ballet?
Like, I had some flexibility back in my day.
Mm.
But it's – you have to make a decision so quick that it's unbelievable. Like, if people think it's easy to do it, but I knew a lot of guys that were pretty good running backs that when they got down by the end zone, they just couldn't operate that quickly because you're used to looking for space. And down there, you ain't looking for space. You're just looking for a crack. Somewhere where you can just force it in there and move the pile.
How many, I'm sure it was different back in the day, but like how often are you doing these short yardage things in camp? Because this is like a big deal. They all used it there. Is that like a once a week type of thing?
You do it maybe once, twice a week.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, it's, and you got to do it full tilt because keep in mind the defensive line, all they trying to do is dig. So all they're doing is trying to go as low as they can and push the pile, right? So the offensive line and what I would say to them is if that guy's trying to dig and you get him to turn in any kind of way, you win, even if he's in your backfield, because that means I can see a crack. And then the linebackers, a lot of times the linebackers aren't blocked, but you only need a yard or two.
Our boy,
so if they jump the wrong way, you can walk in.
Our boy Jovic, by the way, is on the court now, Leroy.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, baby.
The Serbinator.
He's looking good. Come on, man.
Come on.
No, I wasn't feeling
it. For our guy.
Serbinator? He wasn't a fan of Serbinator.
No,
call him the Serbian Terminator.
Right. Here's what you're trying to do.
Kind of shortened it a little bit.
Here's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Okay? You're trying to get us to root for the Heat player that's playing for Serbia.
Yeah.
Hell no. He's Serbian right now.
Yeah, but he's
not a Heat player.
Yeah, but you love him. Like, you love Jovic.
I do. When he has a Heat uniform on. When he got a Serbian uniform on, I'm about America. So, you're in the same tournament. I don't root for you.
All right. Fair enough. I can't separate myself. Love him.
There's no love loss. He's just on a different team right now.
Pinch those cheeks.
Oh.
That's just like my boy. When we played against Metcalf and he was playing for Atlanta, like, no.
Even he still is, like, the youngest easily on this team.
Yeah,
everybody else. Course. Everybody
well, because the other guys go to the sideline and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, everybody else looks like a Viking.
I wonder if they call him square. Pass me a square.
Ooh. There we go. Mm-hmm. Kick out. Mm-hmm. Give it to Jovic. Mm-hmm. Come on, 13. Ah, quarter three! Oh, bricks it.
Bah.
Come on, Jovic.
Almost.
Get it together,
that basketball
dude.
Looks weird, though.
It does look weird. It does,
like, yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. Mix things up coming up next.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
Ah, welcome back, everybody.
It's a positive. I just want you to know that.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. What do we got here on the main TV here, Margos? We're back to, what is this, individual all around for gymnastics? We're on the men's today?
Yes, it looks like all around we're going to be seeing floor routines, parallel bars, vaults for the men's
this
team.
Got wow. up.
Yeah, that is actually wow. indeed quite up.
Who's he for, Great Britain?
Let's see, the red and black.
I think it said Great Britain on his leotard. Dang, dude. That's wow. that's yeah, some
that
hops.
Impressive.
That oh, this guy's impressive. Definitely Ukraine.
Yeah.
Oh, on that pommel horse, dude.
Oh,
there he goes. All right.
Yeah, this was exciting yesterday. Let's see if the men's team could pull off at least a portion of the excitement we experienced yesterday watching the women's team.
It was good. Right now, the second period has just started, second quarter right now for Serbia, Puerto Rico. Our boy Jovic is on the floor. He is, right. I believe, 1 point via free throw. He's 0 for 1 from downtown. Mm. But he is getting some minutes right now. Serbia up 24-12. And Jovic is in action right now. So we're keeping an eye on number 5 for Team Serbia. I am rooting for Serbia, even though Leroy thinks that makes me un-American. I'm only rooting for them when they do not play America. I'm obviously rooting for America. Unless, of course, Steve Kerr is a coward.
Yes.
And then I may have to take my loyalties elsewhere should he mess with Captain Bamerica.
That's fair. That is fair. If they listen to the pressure the media is putting on in regards to starting Jason Tatum and Bam Adebayo is the one taken out of the lineup,
I'm going to be annoyed. First of all, it doesn't even make sense. And second of all, if you're going to bench, you can bench Derek White then.
Yeah.
Bench him. Bench new Derek White. Bam Adebayo is a gold medalist. You know, like, let's not forget, okay? It's not like he's some Johnny come lately. This man has put in time. Remember, at one point, Greg Popovich embarrassed him and took Miles Turner over him on a World Cup team over Bam Adebayo. And then I shook Greg Popovich out of his shoes and I said, "Hey, old timer, what gives?" And he was like, "Tapioca."
Wow.
And that's kind of what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. And then all of a sudden he realized, "Oh, well, Bam is amazing and I should have and I bleeped up." Mm. But, you know, they got what they deserved, which was getting embarrassed, and now Greg Popovich is out of there. And so I just hope Steve Kerr doesn't let ego get in the way here and try and make things better. Oh, boy, they got a 2-on-1, our boy Jovi, but they're going to pull up for 3. Cowards.
Cowards!
They saw that presence in the paint. They didn't want none. They didn't want none, dude.
That's right.
They didn't want none.
That is right.
All right, Serbia, well, with Jokic on the floor, Puerto Rico making a run here. They're now down 26-18 in the midst of this. Okay, Leroy has his sandwich, which means we can get to the mixed bag.
Oh, it's that time!
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you got today for us, Nikola Krokic?
Let's go ahead and stay in the realm of USA basketball, shall we?
Yes.
Coach K, you heard of him before?
I believe his real name is Mike Krzyzewski.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Coach Team USA, of course, famous coach of Duke, once yelled at Miami Hurricanes fans for blowing a conch shell horn at their games. And I've never forgiven him.
Whiny baby. Also, an accomplished coach, I guess.
Pretty good.
This is him on why he feels Kevin Durant is the best Team USA hooper ever.
Well, I think he is because of longevity and accomplishment. It's unique, but the amount of points he scored, he scored a lot more than anyone else. And Jim, and when he did that, you know, when he scored in Istanbul in 2010, he averaged 33 points a game in the medal round. Obviously, in London, he was part of the a huge team that we had with LeBron and Kobe. And in 2016 in Rio, he was by far our best scorer and really led our team to the gold medal.
I was hypnotized by Frederick Richard right now on the ball. This guy's going off right now.
He is going off.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to argue, though, with him. Like, Kevin Durant is the leading all-time Team USA scorer.
Yeah.
Who would you consider? Like, right now, is Melo considered one of the greatest? Because Melo has 3 gold medals, yeah?
Yes, indeed.
Is Kevin Durant going for his third? You got to imagine he's going for his third. Because I think he was on 16, 20, and now this one. All right.
I guess only LeBron is going for 4, right?
No, LeBron.
He missed the last one.
Yeah, LeBron hasn't been in it since, when was his last one, Marcos? His last one was with the Heat. I think 2012 was his last one.
Mm. Came back as a flag bearer. 2012.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was with the Heat. I know that because they have the Olympic banner in the arena for him.
Yeah.
Right next to now Bam Adebayo and Alonzo Mourning.
Yep.
I think KD may be going for his 4th.
gold medal. Actually.
Fourth gold medal?
According to USABasketball.com, he has compiled a 46-3 overall record, won 4 gold medals in FIBA events, and as a 3-time Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, so he has 3 already. Okay. So. that would pass Carmelo.
Yeah, that indeed would.
All right.
I mean,
hard to argue. He's good.
Yeah, he's one of 3 Americans to play in 4 Olympics, including Carmelo and LeBron.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. No doubt about that. Maybe we should stop whining about him getting minutes over Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Just a thought.
What else you got, Marcos?
Staying a little bit local with this next one. Unfortunately, we've heard about it.
Hmm?
Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
He's having a great run in New York thus far. 4 home runs. We have him on what has led to the power surge.
I wouldn't say I'm developing more power. I feel like I've always had the power. It's just more like swinging at my pitch and getting the right pitch and knowing what I want to do with that pitch and everything like that. And I feel like the guys in here are already helping me in that way.
You never go high heat to Jazz Chisholm. Big mistake.
They'll learn.
You think? And he's more familiar with some of the people that he's played against down here because he's played... Mm. You know,
because he started off against the Phillies,
right? Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Definitely, like, plays he's getting. I'm sure when he gets his first series in Yankee Stadium, though, he's going to get a crazy welcome to have this kind of debut. No, he hasn't got to play there yet. Dade South says,
Dade South?
Jazz is a Yankee. Enough of Jazz Chisholm.
Lashing out, dude.
Treat him like J.J. Redick.
How about that? All right.
Think how good the Marlins could be if they had just kept their guys.
Well, they weren't very good. But look, he's off to a fantastic start. I think he's going to flourish there. Boo-hoo. What are we going to do? Enjoy whoever the hell we got. Stowers and Norby. They're supposed to be good. All right? Next generation, dude.
Yep.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
This one also has some local ties. We have ourselves a Rat Fink in Denver.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, that's right. I said it. None other than Jonathan Elway.
Oh, man. John Elway. What is he talking about?
He goes back to 2018 because when you haven't accomplished anything in quite some time, of course you go back in the past. It's all you have. Mr. Elway says he regrets, his biggest regret as a general manager is selecting Bradley Chubb.
What?
But you'll never believe who he wanted instead.
Why did you not get Josh Allen? I feel like he is exactly your type.
I know, he is. And last year I played with him, and I'm wondering, how long is it going to take him to realize that I passed on him and took Bradley and Chubb instead?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it took him 2.5 holes to bring it up. And I loved him, right?
Yeah.
But it just, didn't work out.
He was your type.
That's the one. He was my type, and you're right. That was probably my biggest mistake of my GM days, was not taking Josh.
Yeah, I mean, Bradley Chubb's turned out to be a nice player.
I'll say. You're just going to throw him under the bus like that,
that's
dude?
That's not very nice.
But isn't this playing the result?
Definitely.
Because you drafted other quarterbacks that were terrible.
Drew Lock.
Yep. Right. So
Paxton Lynch.
Oh.
Now that you see that the quarterback you would have taken worked out, now you can go and say it's your biggest regret?
Damage is
done.
You
actually went with more of a sure thing.
Yeah, and the guy turned out to be, I mean, he didn't end up being, he didn't stick around, and he had some injuries with Denver, but still.
Right. No.
Feel like
I ain't buying it.
Stray from Bradley Chubb that Bradley Chubb's taken from old horse teeth. You want to talk about some teeth?
Oh, you want to talk about teeth?
You know, every time the Browns played the Denver, there were fans that came with horse heads.
Classic.
Pretty good.
Dr. Toboggan says Elway loves the booze, just a guess. Wasn't that a thing in the didn't Brian Flores claim that Elway and Broncos Brass showed up to his interview hungover?
Ooh.
I don't know if he is known as that. You know, I'm not to make light of anybody's drinking, but wasn't that a claim from Flores that Elway showed up hungover?
According to this, yes, he claimed they showed up an hour late and looked disheveled, like they had been drinking heavily the night before. Brian.
Brian Flores is not making no friends in the NFL,
yeah.
right?
Well, that was all in the lawsuit. Yeah, he wasn't making any friends.
No, not at all.
He wasn't making any.
Brian. But they keep hiring him.
Why did you go Ryan Fitzpatrick? What were you supposed to tank?
Now, right. If a player was like that, you think he'd have a job?
If he hosed him down all like that?
Yeah.
Mm.
Depends on how good he was. Because he must be like the defensive coordinator. They keep hiring him.
I feel like the last guy who tried this and he really got on his last legs was Antonio Brown.
Oh.
Well, I mean, but he was crazy. He's crazy.
Still crazy, yeah. There is, by the way, a Twitter handle by the name Drunk John Elway.
Really?
If you ever want to reflect on his best moments. Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I got our favorite quarterback.
Oh, yeah?
Aaron Rodgers. Oh, there you go.
Did he get into another fight, or is that the same fight? Because I saw a new video yesterday. Is he still getting into altercations? Is he just a grump right now?
I don't know if that's the same fight or a different one, but I do know that according to Robert Saleh, Mr. Rodgers will not be playing in the preseason.
Hmm. We haven't really talked about it. My instinct right now as I stand here is we'll see.
Your instinct is we'll see.
My instinct is no, but I want to leave it open. That third game is the one where we're deciding. So he definitely won't play the first two, but the discussion on the third one, we just haven't quite had yet.
Well, how can he rely on him? He doesn't know if he has a vacation set.
Hey, I totally would love to be there, but Deadpool.
How could you book him?
Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to see a special screening of Deadpool.
Gotta watch Deadpool.
Dude. Aaron Rodgers is like, yeah, I'm actually going. I'm actually in Deadpool. I mean, you didn't know that.
I will be at the red carpet.
Sorry.
Anyway. I would just say that it's an interesting situation with him because he hasn't played.
Yeah.
And like we're making terrible assumptions that after not playing football for an entire year, that you can just start it.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It's a positive. I just want you to know that. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. What do we got here on the main TV here, Margos? We're back to, what is this, individual all around for gymnastics? We're on the men's today?
Yes, it looks like all around we're going to be seeing floor routines, parallel bars, vaults for the men's
this
team.
Got wow. up.
Yeah, that is actually wow. indeed quite up.
Who's he for, Great Britain?
Let's see, the red and black.
I think it said Great Britain on his leotard. Dang, dude. That's
impressive.
This guy's definitely Ukraine.
Yeah.
On that pommel horse, dude.
Oh.
There he goes. All right.
Yeah, this was exciting yesterday. Let's see if the men's team could pull off at least a portion of the excitement we experienced yesterday watching the women's team.
It was good. Right now, the second period has just started, second quarter right now for Serbia, Puerto Rico. Our boy Jovic is on the floor. He is,
right.
I believe, 1 point via free throw. He's 0 for 1 from downtown.
Mm.
But he is getting some minutes right now. Serbia up 24-12, and Jovic is in action right now. So we're keeping an eye on number 5 for Team Serbia. I am rooting for Serbia, even though Leroy thinks that makes me un-American. I'm only rooting for them when they do not play America. I'm obviously rooting for America. Unless, of course, Steve Kerr is a coward, and then I may have to take my loyalties elsewhere should he mess with Captain Bamerica.
That's fair. That is fair. If they listen to the pressure the media is putting on in regards to starting Jason Tatum and Bam Adebayo is the one taken out of the lineup,
I'm going to be annoyed. First of all, it doesn't even make sense. And second of all, if you're going to bench something, you can bench Derek White then.
Yeah.
Bench him. Bench new Derek White. Bam Adebayo is a gold medalist. You know, like, let's not forget, okay? It's not like he's some Johnny come lately. This man has put in time. Remember, at one point, Greg Popovich embarrassed him and took Miles Turner over him on a World Cup team. over Bam Adebayo. And then I shook Greg Popovich out of his shoes and I said, hey, old timer, what gives? And he was like, tapioca.
Wow.
And that's kind of what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. And then all of a sudden he realized, oh, well, Bam is amazing and I should have, and I bleeped up. But, you know, they got what they deserved, which was getting embarrassed. And now Greg Popovich is out of there. And so I just hope Steve Kerr doesn't let ego get in the way here and try and make things better. Oh, boy, they got a 2-on-1 our boy Jovi, but they're going to pull up for three. Cowards.
Cowards!
They saw that presence in the paint. They didn't want none. They didn't want none, dude.
That's right.
They didn't want none.
That is right.
All right, Serbia, well, with Jokic on the floor, Puerto Rico making a run here. They're now down 26-18 in the midst of this. Okay, Leroy has his sandwich, which means we can get to the mixed bag.
Oh, it's that time!
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you got today for us, Nikola Krokic?
Let's go ahead and stay in the realm of USA basketball, shall we?
Yes.
Coach K, you heard of him before?
I believe his real name is Mike Krzyzewski.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Coach Team USA, of course, famous coach of Duke, once yelled at Miami Hurricanes fans for blowing a conch shell horn at their games. And I've never forgiven him.
Whiny baby. Also, an accomplished coach, I guess.
Pretty good.
This is him on why he feels Kevin Durant is the best Team USA hooper ever.
Well, I think he is because of longevity and accomplishment. It's unique, but the amount of points he scored, he scored a lot more than anyone else. And Jim, and when he did that, you know, when he scored in Istanbul in 2010, he averaged 33 points a game in the medal round. Obviously, in London, he was part of the a huge team that we had with LeBron and Kobe. And in 2016 in Rio, he was by far our best scorer and really led our team to the gold medal.
I was hypnotized by Frederick Richard right now on the ball. This guy's going off right now.
He is going off.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to argue, though, with him. Like, Kevin Durant is the leading all-time Team USA scorer.
Yeah.
Who would you consider? Like, right now, is Melo considered one of the greatest? Because Melo has three gold medals, yeah?
Yes, indeed. He
so is Kevin Durant going for his third? You got to imagine he's going for his third. Because I think he was on 16, 20, and now this one. All right.
I guess only LeBron is going for four, right?
No, LeBron.
He missed the last one.
Yeah, LeBron hasn't been in it since, when was his last one, Marcos? His last one was with the Heat. I think 2012 was his last one.
Came back as a flag bearer. 2012.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was with the Heat. I know that because they have the Olympic banner in the arena for him.
Yeah.
Right next to now Bam Adebayo and Alonzo Mourning.
Yep.
I think KD may be going for his fourth gold medal. Actually.
Fourth gold medal?
According to USABasketball.com, he has compiled a 46-3 overall record, won four gold medals in FIBA events, and as a three-time Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, so he has three already. Okay. So yeah, that would pass Carmelo.
Yeah, that indeed would.
All right.
I mean,
hard to argue. He's good.
Yeah, he's one of three Americans to play in four Olympics, including Carmelo and LeBron.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. No doubt about that. Maybe we should stop whining about him getting minutes over Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Just a thought.
What else you got, Marcos?
Staying a little bit local with this next one. Unfortunately, we've heard about it. Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
He's having a great run in New York thus far. Four home runs. We have him on what has led to the power surge.
I wouldn't say I'm developing more power. I feel like I've always had the power. It's just more like swinging at my pitch and getting the right pitch and knowing what I want to do with that pitch and everything like that. And I feel like the guys in here are already helping me in that way.
You never go high heat to Jazz Chisholm. Big mistake.
They'll learn.
You think? And he's more familiar with some of the people that he's played against down here because he's played... Mm. You know,
because he started off against the Phillies.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Definitely, like, plays his game. I'm sure when he gets his first series in Yankee Stadium, though, he's going to get a crazy welcome to have this kind of debut. No, he hasn't got to play there yet. Dade South says,
Dade South?
Jazz is a Yankee. Enough of Jazz Chisholm.
Lashing out, dude.
Let's treat him like J.J. Redick.
How about that? All right.
Think how good the Marlins could be if they had just kept their guys.
Well, they weren't very good. They weren't very good. But look, he's off to a fantastic start. I think he's going to flourish there. Boo-hoo. What are we going to do? Enjoy whoever the hell we got. Stowers and Norby. They're supposed to be good. All right? Next generation, dude.
Yep.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
This one also has some local ties. We have ourselves a Rat Fink in Denver.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, that's right. I said it. None other than Jonathan Elway.
Oh, man. John Elway. What is he talking about?
He goes back to 2018 because when you haven't accomplished anything in quite some time, of course you go back in the past. It's all you have. Mr. Elway says he regrets, his biggest regret as a general manager is selecting Bradley Chubb.
What?
You'll never believe who he wanted instead.
Did you not get Josh Allen? I feel like he is exactly your type.
I know, he is. And the believe one that me, last away. Year I played with him, and I'm wondering, how long is it going to take him to realize that I passed on him and took Bradley and Chubb instead?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it took him 2.5 holes to bring it up. And I loved him, right?
Yeah.
But it just, didn't
work out. He was your type.
That's the one. He was my type. Yeah. And you're right. That was probably my biggest mistake of my GM days, was not taking Josh.
Yeah. I mean, Bradley Chubb's turned out to be a nice player.
I'll say. You're just going to throw him under the bus like that,
that's
dude?
That's not very nice.
But isn't this playing the result?
Definitely.
Because you drafted other quarterbacks that were terrible.
Drew Locke.
Yep. Right. So
Paxton Lynch.
Oh.
Now that you see that the quarterback you would have taken worked out, now you can go and say it's your biggest regret?
Damage is
done.
You
actually went with more of a sure thing.
Yeah, and the guy turned out to be, I mean, he didn't end up being, he didn't stick around, and he had some injuries with Denver, but still.
Right. No.
Feel like
I ain't buying it.
Stray from Bradley Chubb, that Bradley Chubb's taken from old horse teeth. You want to talk about some teeth?
Oh, you want to talk about teeth?
You know, every time the Browns played the Denver, there were fans that came with horse heads.
Classic.
Pretty good.
Dr. Toboggan says Elway loves the booze, just a guess. Wasn't that a thing in the didn't Brian Flores claim that Elway and Broncos Brass showed up to his interview hungover?
Ooh.
I don't know if he is known as that. You know, I'm not to make light of anybody's drinking, but wasn't that a claim from Flores that Elway showed up hungover?
According to this, yes. He claimed they showed up an hour late and looked disheveled, like they had been drinking heavily the night before.
Brian Flores is not making no friends in the NFL, right?
Well, that was all in the lawsuit. Yeah, he wasn't making any friends.
No, not at all.
He wasn't making any.
But they keep hiring him.
Why did you go with Ryan Fitzpatrick? What are you supposed to tank?
If a player was like that, you think he'd have a job?
If he hosed him down all like that?
Yeah. Depends on how good he was.
I feel like the defensive coordinator.
They keep hiring him.
I feel like the last guy who tried this and he really got on his last legs was Antonio Brown.
Oh.
Well, I mean, but he was crazy. He's crazy.
Still crazy, yeah. There is, by the way, a Twitter handle by the name Drunk John Elway.
Really?
If you ever want to reflect on his best moments. Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I got our favorite quarterback.
Oh, yeah?
Aaron Rodgers. Oh, there you go.
Did he get into another fight, or is that the same fight? Because I saw a new video yesterday. Is he still getting into altercations? Is he just a grump right now?
I don't know if that's the same fight or a different one, but I do know that according to Robert Saleh, Mr. Rodgers will not be playing in the preseason.
Hmm. We haven't really talked about it. My instinct right now as I stand here is we'll see.
Your instinct is we'll see.
My instinct is no, but I want to leave it open. That third game is the one where we're deciding. So he definitely won't play the first two, but the discussion on the third one, we just haven't quite had yet.
Well, I mean, like, how can he rely on him? He doesn't know if he has a vacation set.
Hey, I totally would love to be there, but Deadpool.
How could you book him?
Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to see a special screening of Deadpool.
Just gotta watch Deadpool.
Dude. Aaron Rodgers is like, yeah, I'm actually in Deadpool. I mean, you didn't know that.
I will be at the red carpet.
Sorry.
Anyway. I would just say that it's an interesting situation with him because he hasn't played.
Yeah.
And like, we're making terrible assumptions that after not playing football for an entire year, that you can just start in the regular season.
It's a long time away from the game, man. Yeah.
Right. Just ask Deshaun Watson. How's that working out?
Not great. Is he playing in the preseason?
I would hope so.
He's still coming back from a shoulder thing, though, right? Didn't he have like a bad shoulder injury?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
But I'm just like, why do people think you could just pick up where you left off a year ago at that position?
At that
with
age.
New players,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, he's got to get, you know, there's certain things that you have to get acclimated to with your teammates playing football. And so I would say this. I'm not saying that they're not going to eventually get it.
Mm-hmm.
But to assume they're going to start the season running, like, you know, on all cylinders, everybody's going to be on the same page, is crazy.
Here's one more, Marcos, here for the mixed bag today.
Indeed, my friend. Now, we all know our actual favorite quarterback. Never doubted him.
Yep.
That is our boy, none other than Tua.
Daddy loves you guys.
Recently signed. He got the money, which means... people, you'll never believe this. This is disgusting habits of these people attempting to hop back on the bandwagon.
Really?
That is disgusting, to say the least.
How about that, huh?
Dan Orlovsky, huh?
I feel like Dan Orlovsky's been into his corner.
Well, one time he said something bad and we were mad at him. This is him. He's on board with paying Tua.
We used to live in this world with Tom Brady. If you're not Tom Brady, you suck. And if you're not Patrick Mahomes, you suck. Maybe Tua's just really, really, really good. And he's not all-time great. That doesn't mean that you sit there as an organization, you say, okay, there's three kind of pods that you fall into when you're a quarterback when it comes to money. You either, hey, we'll pay this guy whatever we want. There's like four of them on the planet, okay? Or we're not going to pay this guy because he's not worth it at all. And then there's that middle ground. And you have to figure out as an organization, are we a little bit okay, maybe overpaying? Are we going to try to underpay? How hard do we want to play this when it comes into negotiation? And most starters fall in that world. And if you're the Miami Dolphins, you sit there and go, 9 months ago, we were the one seed. And we did not become the one seed because the quarterback play fell off. We became a lesser football team because six starters got hurt for the rest of the year.
Wow.
I'm passionate.
Dan Orlovsky, passionate defense.
I would
defense.
Say this. Please don't let the facts get in the way of the Tua story.
Of course.
Which is what everybody did last year. Right? I understand what people say about Tua. I'll give you that. But at some point, you have to evaluate it and go, hey, what is the reason why we fell off at the end of the year? The real reason. You know, the cop out, what the cowardly move is to say? The quarterback. Is that the real reason? Absolutely not. Is it part of it? Sure. But that's not the main reason. So be honest about the situation before you evaluate it.
Be honest, Posh. Be honest.
You know, he was lying recently.
Who?
Mr. B. Honest.
Really? What did he lie about?
There's these commercials that came out in the early 2000s of him pulling off some miraculous kicks. Like, you know, sometimes Nike or Gatorade will have those dramatic commercials, and you know it's fake. Like Michael Vick throwing the ball out of the stadium. Out of the
stadium, yeah.
Yeah, so David Beckham had one that he essentially kicked a ball into a trash can on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's claiming that, oh, no, that was real. That really happened. And the first thing that came to my mind is, be honest, David.
So you think he's a liar?
I think he's a liar, bro.
Hey, I have thrown a football out of the stadium over the dog pound.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, not but did you do it? But line,
did Michael Vick do it from the other end zone?
It was like, it was crazy.
It was really strange.
No, I was in the end zone, and you know the dog pound was the bleachers. Yeah, it wasn't the stadium.
Yeah, Mahomes did that too. Didn't like yeah. there was a Mahomes video of him doing that, but yeah. But the Vick commercial was crazy. Oh,
that was
to me. Then I only had one fumble in the end zone.
Hmm.
And it was the most embarrassed I ever felt on a football field. Because we were playing Dallas. I caught a screen pass. I went inside, went back to the outside, and was getting ready to extend the ball like that. And Chris Dolman came behind me and poked it. Right? After I ran by him, poked it, and it went out of the back of the end zone.
They call him Sneaky Chris.
That's what I've heard.
It went out of the back of the end zone. That means they get the ball on the 20.
Hmm.
That was the only time I ever fumbled around the end zone, ever.
Powerade commercial. Michael Vick throws out of the end zone.
It is. And then, like, I think he caught, like, a guy in a slant, and he caught the ball and was driven 4 yards.
Well, the first one is he throws the ball, and the guy falls over. So there's a couple of those, and then it's Michael Vick. He's going deep, and he just yaks it out of the stadium. It's a ridiculous video.
It really is. It really is ridiculous. Like, love it, though.
You know what else I used to do? Hit sand wedges from one goalpost to the other.
Did you?
Hmm.
Yeah, you go to the game really early. Like, the only problem is one of the end zones, it was dirt. Oh, is this it?
This is the commercial that he's claiming.
Oh, this is a long time ago. Look at the cargo shorts.
It's a Pepsi commercial, you know.
Hello, love. I'm David Beckham. Just all here on the beach, just casual with my Pepsi and my football.
Long cargos.
Very long cargos. What's up with the straw? Were we still doing that?
Wow. Back in the day, he
Thoreau just has three soccer balls readily available, of course.
Oh, this is crazy. Everyone I didn't think this was going to happen.
Three.
Bang.
Oh, yeah. Into the trash can, of course. Sets up the second soccer
ball. First
of
all, if you made it, you'd show a lot more excitement than that.
No, not if you're David Beckham. Right?
No, David Beckham, this is a Tuesday for David Beckham.
This is just drinking my Diet Pepsi.
It's crazy. Look, I'll do it again.
You know, this was the early days of the internet. This is 2007.
There was the last lie. Wasn't it Steph Curry didn't he hit like four full court shots in a row?
Yeah.
And they were like they let that sit for like a day. They're like, come on, dude.
Come on, dude.
Hey, claims that was
he
real.
He does, but his was more believable because he does hit some crazy shots
that's,
in pregame.
Oh, of course. That's the last time it was like, well, if anybody could do it, it was him. But he pulled. If it was just one, everybody would have believed it. But he hit it like four times in a row. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
Be honest, Steph.
Be honest.
Take a break. Back after this.